We can start.
Opening up now. Here they come.
Okay. All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, Sean, are we ready to start?
We are.
Okay, let's start then. This is the regular meeting of the Board Facilities Master Planning and Oversight Committee. I'm the chair, John Rizzo. I'm joined by President Bridget Davila, and Trustee Merle Green will not be joining us today. Public comment for this meeting will be taken as each item is discussed for comments on items not on the agenda. Requests were to have been made in advance, no later than 30 minutes before the start of the meeting, at the email or phone numbers provided in the agenda. Okay, so we are now at 2A, items not on the agenda. Or is there public comment for items not on the agenda?
No, there's not.
Okay. Great, we'll go to number three, the minutes of the June 9th meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay, is there a public comment on the minutes?
No, there is not.
Okay, we'll take a vote. Linda, could you call a roll for this vote?
Chair Rizzo?
Aye.
Trustee Davila?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Okay, motion passes, minutes are approved. Our first report is 33 Gough Street. Chancellor Martin.
Yes, Chair Rizzo, thank you. And a brief update this afternoon regarding the 33 Gough location. We are continuing to engage with Integral, the developer. At this time, the developer has not received the city and the proper permits that they need to move forward with the facility. So that triggers some options based on the lease agreement for the board. The board has started conversations, as you know, in regards to the variety of options. But at this point, I just wanted to share with the broader campus community that City College is very mindful of what is in the best interest of the district. We are going to continue to weigh all options and make sure that we hold Integral accountable for the lease agreement that the board approved in 2015-16. So that is something that will continue throughout the fall semester. But at this time, the only update is that Integral has yet to officially receive the building permits. And that is going to continue to give City College options to ensure that we are doing the best for the district when it comes to that property under the lease. I'd be happy to answer any questions, Chair Rizzo, but thank you for the opportunity for a brief update.
Thank you. Trustee Davila, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. What is getting in the way of Integral from developing this property?
At this time, I would say that the biggest hurdle we are looking at is having Integral confirm specifics of the loan that they received for the lender. I know that they're working directly with their lender to ensure that they have the proper paperwork and approval to apply for the necessary permits. So part of the permitting process is to have your lender on board. I do believe they are still working through that process. Additionally, the concept or the discussion of percentage of affordability, that is covered in the initial or the original lease agreement. And that's something that could potentially lengthen the process of receiving permits. So that is something that more information will be available this semester. But those are the two reasons that I believe the permitting process has taken this long.
Thank you.
Is there a public comment for this?
No, there is not.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to 4B, Havelock Bridge walkway update. Associate Vice Chancellor.
Sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather. Just kind of an update. DPW came out and was able to complete their task before this. What you see on the bottom right of this image is an accessible pathway at the foot of the bridge. And they created a level pathway across the streets. And then here's another angle. Yeah, you can go to the next slide. Next picture is fine. There's only two slides. So here it is. On the top left is coming off the bridge. And then they cross to the sidewalk on the right. And there's a sidewalk from on the right side that extends all the way to the college in front of the 700 bungalows. That was one of the items that they were working on to complete a pedestrian pathway from the bridge to the entry to the campus. I know there's more interest in wanting to develop the green brush area that's there, but I don't have an update on that this time around, President Davila.
Okay. Well, is there a stop sign? Or just a crosswalk?
This one is just a crosswalk, but it's a raise, so it slows down. But there is a stop sign on the corner that we'd asked them to repaint the stop sign on the hill coming down. We haven't seen it done. They're still not complete. This was a fresh picture from somebody from earlier today. So this is fresh off the what it looks like as of midday today. But we're hoping the stop sign gets a more prominence, new white on the street as well.
Okay, because this was the bare minimum.
Yes, correct. And right, DPW did this work. This was part of either the supervisors or DPW's one of the street improvement concepts that they had for the around the college and around Havelock area.
So I guess we should schedule this for another 2 months from now to see where we are again with the city.
Yeah, I think one of the last meetings you had mentioned the little bit of confusion from the supervisor's office about who would have the rights to trim and clear out the brush or and I reached out and I didn't get a response back from them, hopefully to give them our okay to do the work. It's their land, but if they want a letter from us to allow them to clear the area, we can definitely do that as well.
Okay. It's also fenced off. So even if we cleared the brush, no one could walk through there because it's fenced off.
But there are little pockets of entrance, but at least it'll be less of a hiding place.
Yeah, that's true. These little pockets are where people cut the fence open for the most part, because the side that faces the bridge is not open, and there's not an opening until the middle of it, of that green area.
Excuse me, Trustee Davila. So you'd like this to come back to the October facilities?
Yes.
And Chair Rizzo, you confirm that?
Yes, that's okay. Fine.
Thank you.
I see progress here. It's not just, a couple of lines painted on the street. It's an actual concrete separate crosswalk with the access ramps at each end. So it looks like they put some resources into it, which I think is good. So
as I said, they did the bare minimum.
Well, the bare minimum would have been just painting a couple of lines across the street, I think.
I think the bare minimum is the crosswalk, period.
Yeah, okay. All right, is there a public comment on this?
No, there is not.
All right, move on to 5A, is authorization to file notice of completion of several projects.
Right, so this is just a follow-up. I think over the last several months, we've been providing these board resolutions for projects that were completed. The downtown fire pump scope is complete, and we're just doing financial closeout. That's attachment A, John Adams storm drain. While we did the fire tower, when they first did the first water test with the fire hose, it kind of, the storm drain became the issue, and we had to repair that at the street. So, and in this document, it gets recorded with the city after the Board of Trustees approval, and it just gives some basic contract information. It allows us to close it out with them contractually following public contract codes. Any waivers or any liens put on the college.
Great. Any questions?
Nope.
Sounds good. Is there a public comment?
No, there is not.
Okay. Trustee Davila, do you will you move this?
So moved.
I will second and agree. And so this item is forwarded to the board with committee approval. The second action item is authorization to revise for a revision to Proposition A.
Yes. So this is our first opportunity to the master bond project list. The Board of Trustees are the only entity that can make the modifications. And so what we need to do is propose this reassignment of project list. And this is just the funds. The one project, the Rush Stadium, came in under budget. And so there was a savings there. And we want to move that savings amount into the project contingency, program contingency. Very similarly, we've also are taking any interest earned from the inception of the bond sale of December 2020 to the and as of March 31, 2022, move that interest earned into the program contingency. And so the total amount that would be added to the bond program would be 1.6, which is interest earned at this point. And that's the number that shows on the screen. We're not counting the Rush Stadium amount as added because it's already in the bond. We're just moving into the contingency. There's an attachment in this document that should show that information. And this is kind of the model. So this is our bond project list. And this is our first revision. And what you see, and this will also record historically what decisions are made by the Board of Trustees. As I mentioned, the Board of Trustees are the only entity that can approve this bond list, make a bond list revision. Obviously, it comes from the support of the staff, but the final approval to make any changes is from the Board of Trustees. So on this page one, it shows that for the Rush Stadium turf field, there was a proposed $2 million budget, and there was a savings of approximately $281,266. That amount will get subtracted from here, and it'll be added to another line on the next page. And along with here in the program contingency line item, which is where the board references the money would move to, we're also adding the interest earned from the inception of December to quarter three. We'll be looking to do them in shorter increments in the future, but this was the first one we did from the December 2020 bond sale to March 31st, 2022. So the amounts will be in smaller chunks, but they'll be in more regularly. So while we're moving 1.898 into this program contingency, the only new money is the 1.6.
I kind of lost you there.
Oh, sorry. While it shows that 1.898 million is moving into the DW-099 program contingency, only 1.6 is new money because that's the interest earned. The other one was the balance of the of the project savings from the Rush Stadium.
Got it. Thank you. That's good news.
Yeah.
Is there a public comment on this?
No, there is not.
Okay. Is there a motion, Trustee Davila? Trustee Davila?
Sorry, so moved.
Okay, I will second and I agree. So this is approved and forwarded to the board with our recommendation.
Thank you.
And the last thing we have are future agenda items. We've already identified one. Are there any other future agenda items? I don't have any at this time.
Well, we have more information on golf, or will we have to make any decisions by next month? I guess that's the chancellor.
Yes, President Davila, I do not believe we will have definitive information within the next month. We are waiting for information from the developer, and then based on that, we will present options to the trustees. So the ball is not in our court at this time, but we will keep the trustees updated as soon as we have more information.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, with that, we've run out of agenda items for today. Thank you everyone for being here with us, trustees, staff, and members of the public who tuned in. And I hope everyone has a good afternoon.
Should we argue about some stuff anyway?
We are just
excuse me.
Bye.
Bye.